WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It is 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The work and donations of a countless number of people and organizations went into the 8-year restoration of downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater, which officially opens later today.
We probably have had close to $500,000 worth of volunteer work done on it, everything from labor to materials to in-kind. So it's been phenomenal, and we're just so happy to be able to open it back up to the community.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says following the 4 p.m. ribbon cutting, tours will be given through 10 p.m. Add Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan to those who have been approached by those who are trying to get the College Station School Board to allow 8th graders to be grandfathered to College Station High School when boundary changes begin in the fall of 2019. On our show, Flores says he's told several people they don't want the federal government to get involved.
Be respectful and talk and go in and try to be factual and not get emotional about it. And hopefully it helped.
Well, we hope so. Anyway, no, a member of Congress can't do really anything about what's going on in your local school
district. Nor would you want them to.
The College Station School Board holds a special meeting today at noon to consider the request by some 8th graders and their parents who don't want to go to Consolidated High School. Voters in the Caldwell and Snook school districts will be deciding the fate of bond issues tomorrow. Early voting in both districts generated a larger turnout than usual. Caldwell Superintendent Andrew Peters considers that a positive for his district's $28 million proposal. Peters says there is backing from the business community for new space at the high school for career and technology programs.
They saw the need. They saw how many kids we have in welding programs and animal science and in the health science programs, that they said, hey, we got to do this because this is going to help kids get real jobs.
Snook Superintendent Brenda Kirknock says their $7.5 million proposal addresses deficiencies. More than half the package involves facilities for athletics.
Building a new multipurpose stadium that includes an 8-lane track and football field, adding some money in to improve our existing baseball field, a new parking lot that would serve both the campus and the multipurpose stadium, as well as the baseball field.
Tomorrow's voting is from 7 until 7 at the Snook Administration Office and for Caldwell voters at the Burleson County Courthouse. College students going home following finals are being reminded by local law enforcement to protect the valuables they're leaving behind.
The first thing is, if it's a value and it's small enough to take it with you, take it with you. If not, make sure that you record the serial numbers, have a photograph of it, so in the event you come back and it's gone, then you can be able to report that, and we might be able to help you retrieve those items.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen also suggests taking steps to prevent residential burglaries, including finding someone trustworthy to keep an eye out on your apartment or house to make it look lived in. A historically low rate of safety incidents last year at BTU has been recognized by the American Public Power Association. The city of Bryan has announced BTU received the association's Safety Award of Excellence. BTU was among three of the 72 municipally owned utilities in Texas to receive the award. It's the second time BTU has received the national honor. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6 at 73 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Trust. The dictionary defines this word as being a belief that someone or something is reliable. Every roofing contractor says, trust me, but after the storm work has passed and they are gone, do you trust that they will honor their commitments? Do you trust that they will come back and be reliable? Don't trust in someone that's here today and gone tomorrow. Go with the name that Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or an outlet that you want to move to a more convenient location? Maybe have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express, 979-77-LIGHT. That's 979-77-L-I-G-H-T. Or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
wolfpencreek.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for four nights of free entertainment at Wolf Pen Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, May 5th, featuring Bree Bagwell. With Reagan Quinn, admission is free. Gates open at 6 and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 5th at Wolf Pen Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hey, what you say? It's 6:10. Did you say happy Friday?
I did.
Okay, I missed it. Okay. Well, anyway.
Were you not listening?
Well, I might have been. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, I said happy Friday.
Okay. And happy Cuatro de Mayo.
Yep. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we got to do that today.
Says the Star Wars girl.
No kid. Later on today, we'll make a big deal with Mr. Downs acting like he likes Star Wars instead of Star Trek.
Because he likes the other thing.
Yeah, so we'll do that.
The other space show.
Yeah. All right, let's do weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Much better chance for some showers and thunderstorms today as the precipitation's moved closer to the region. Temperatures 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms will end tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Looks like we are going to salvage the weekend. It'll turn partly sunny during the day tomorrow, 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. Sun shines in the forecast for Sunday and it's warmer. Highs will be 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it is a huge weekend. Not big, a huge weekend for Aggie Diamond Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie Baseball welcomes top-ranked Florida to town. Coach Rob Childress expects a raucous crowd.
I don't know what Texas A&M historically the record is here at Olsen Field, but it's pretty good and has been certainly since we've been in SEC play. And I would, you know, hope for great crowds with great energy, and we continue to give them something to cheer about for 27 innings.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also, Aggie softball's on the road, wrapping up its regular season in Tuscaloosa against 18th-ranked Alabama. We'll hear from head coach Joe Evans. And touch on plenty of other things. Jason Witten is no longer a Dallas Cowboy.
We did that yesterday.
We already talked about it.
Old news. Man.
It's officially old official. News. He held his press conference yesterday afternoon.
Goodness. Oh, my gosh.
So, well, it's just really sad.
I know.
It's really bothering me. This one really hurts. This one hurts a lot.
Yeah.
But so we'll talk about that briefly, and so much more coming up in sports.
Sprouts. Who was the greatest cowboy of all time? Staubach, right?
I think Roger the Dodger was.
I mean, after that.
But it was a completely, you know, it's a crazy thing. If you look at his stats, because as much grief and guff as people give Romo, you look at, obviously, Roger Staubach's stats, the game was completely different back in the 70s.
It was a different time.
And it was different in the 90s, too, because Troy Aikman's overall numbers weren't that great. He was just on some great teams.
What Roger Staubach did was pull the Cowboys out of suckage.
Well, that is true. And I think Tom Landry might have had a little something to do with that. And he also had a few other players around him that were pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
So, anyways.
A guy in North Carolina won $100,000 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought a helicopter with it.
Yeah.
Then crashed the helicopter before he ever learned how to fly it, but he walked away with no injuries, which shows that
he's lucky.
Better to be lucky than smart.
This is the day today. And I came home and neighborhood was blocked off. I was like, today was the day. It went down.
He was able to crawl away from the crash before it was engulfed in flames.
Man bought a helicopter. He woke up one day and was like, today's the day I'm identified as a pilot.
Pilot.
Bought
pilot.
A helicopter, and yeah, I can't tell a man what to do on his own property.
That's right.
Oh, I knew it was going down.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see somebody bouncing a helicopter around the yard and think, oh, man, this guy's going to make it.
Pilot was very fortunate that he was not receive injuries more severe than he did.
God was watching out for him. That's all I can say.
I love that guy.
Yeah, that dude keeps it real.
They had, I mean, I know some of those were the same people, but they had quite a few people who really wanted to talk about this.
They did.
Wow.
I didn't know. I didn't know what that word was.
Pilot.
Yeah.
The L is silent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to tell the old man what to do in his yard?
No, not at all.
Man.
Golly.
That's great. Where was that again? Where
that's
was
in
that?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
There
yeah,
you go.
Good for him. So
there's a lot of trees in North Carolina, too.
There? Well, yeah, that's
seems
right.
like that'd be hazardous for true. Helicopter piloting.
Info.
Mation.
I'm just going to say that guy who they interviewed was probably not a graduate of Duke. I could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I do wonder, though, how did this guy think that he could fly this thing? How did he Google
He's
the instructions?
How to fly a helicopter.
That's what YouTube is for.
Right.
That's how you learn how to do that. You do that and learn how to run a backhoe. Same thing.
Spring is here, and so is the 2018 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade is over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes information can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, Parade Craze mobile app, The Eagle newspaper, TheEagle.com, and InsideBrazosValley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th. WC Tractor is having a party. Join the guys at WCT Bryan on May 5th for some food, friends, and fun. There's incredible one-day-only party specials on equipment, one-day-only discounts on parts, and you can register to win a free Kubota zero-turn mower. The food and drinks are free, and Bill Moak and the Highway 105 Band will be playing live during lunch. Come for the specials, have a bite to eat, and stick around for some good tunes and savings on WCT products. Remember, that's WC Tractor and Bryan on May 5th. Drop by for details or check them out at WCTractor.com.
Bryan Broadcasting reminds you that May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Join Project Unity at Rutter High School Auditorium Wednesday, May 16th at 6 p.m. for the premiere of an important film about teenage suicide, Holdin' On. Documentary creator Tamlin Hall and College Station native actor Steve Ellis will be on hand to answer your questions. Admission is free, but you must register online at ProjectUnityTickets.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday. It's the 4th of May.
Did you say Friday?
Friday. No, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yay. It's also, let me see, it's day 124. Okay.
Okay.
It's Firefighters Day. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
241 to go.
Yeah, you're right. Look at that. The numbers just, isn't that fun?
Yep.
The numbers
that
just turn around.
Notice how it took her a little while
yesterday,
to do that math.
But yesterday was 1, 2, 3.
That did not take me a little while. I was waiting to see if Scott was going to say it.
Says
it.
I got you. All right. Respect for Chickens Day.
Yeah. Respect the chicken.
Yeah. Respect them as they're going in my belly.
They're delicious. Mm. Yes. Respect for Chickens Day. It's Bird Day, too. Now, aren't they the same?
Yeah.
Chicken can't even get a day separate from the rest of the fowl of the world?
Well, speaking of Bird Day, I showed you that video at Pepperdine, right?
Yeah,
the graduation, the pelicans came swooping in.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
Scary.
They're big birds.
Mm-hmm. They're huge.
Yep. No Pants Day. I don't know what that's
about.
No
Pants Day.
Well, I'm celebrating.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm glad I'm in another studio.
National Orange Juice Day. It's not as good for you as it seems.
No, but it's tasty. Yeah.
I like
especially
a little...
with champagne.
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
I like a little pulp in mine.
Okay.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
Makes it seem real.
It does. You're right.
Less
more
processed.
Fresh squeezed.
Yeah. Yes, as opposed to that tang thing.
Sunny
you know, the astronauts drank it.
They did. But yeah, okay. Now, and see, tang was...
I was a Sunny D kid.
Well, and that's the thing.
I mean, Sunny D's gross, too.
If you thought tang was bad...
Yeah.
Go ahead and pour about 3 extra tablespoons of sugar in there, and you got Sunny D.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you're right.
I used to love Sunny D, and then as I got older, I was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had it in a long time.
Well, how's it taste with champagne?
I haven't ever actually tried that.
Okay. That might be kind of fun.
Maybe, yeah.
Or
make a screwdriver with Sunny D.
It might make the headache a little bit worse the next day.
Think.
There's that much sugar. Yeah.
It'd be nasty. All
yeah,
right.
I'll stick with my regular OJ.
All right. National Weather Observers Day. All right.
Okay.
We talked about how those people can be smart and not.
International
Tuba Day. Not National Tuba Day. It's international.
The tubas are my favorite in the Aggie band.
Okay, there you go.
I'm always worried they're going to hit somebody.
Well, they
got
to bend over
they
when
gotta,
they do
I
that.
I know,
they do
it's
that
so much
swing
fun.
Swing around
yep,
real fast.
Yep,
that,
yep.
That deal.
Tight
yep.
corners.
Right, and also it's International Space Day, just for you, Chelsea. You can
Space news.
I'll celebrate OJ and Tuba Day.
There you go, all right. And, and then as you mentioned, of course, May the 4th be with you.
Yep.
And birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Ray Lynn turning 24. She's a country singer.
Yeah.
The God made girls. God made girls.
Oh, I could just listen to that
God
on repeat.
God made girls.
There you go.
Oh, that's some good stuff to the ears.
Oh, yeah.
She's turning 24 today.
Okay.
Lance Bass of NSYNC, he's turning 39. He got his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. This earlier this week, or NSYNC as a whole
that,
did.
Isn't that wonderful?
Erin Andrews is turning 40, Dancing with the Stars co-host.
Wow. The big 4-0.
She's turning 40 today. Mike Dirnt is turning 46. He's the bassist for Green Day.
Oh, okay.
That's Scott's favorite punk band.
Sure.
So he's turning 46. Right. Will Arnett, pretty funny guy. He's turning 48.
Yeah.
Batman and the Lego movies. I started watching Arrested Development on Netflix, by the way.
Okay.
I had never seen
it. You never had?
I never had.
You started with season one?
Yes.
All right, very
good.
Well,
so
you
we started
will
from
enjoy.
The beginning.
You will enjoy.
Anna Gasteyer is turning 51.
Uh-huh.
First NFL SNL cast member ever to be pregnant while on the show.
Okay.
Tina Fey was the second, so there you go. Randy Travis, he's another country singer. He's turning 59 today.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger.
And of course, he suffered that massive stroke back in 2013.
He had some late career issues.
Some issues.
And can't sing really anymore. But he's turning 59. Jackie Jackson is turning 67, the second child in the Jackson family. Mm-hmm. Richard Jenkins is turning 71. He's been in a ton of stuff, known as Nathaniel Fisher, the dead father on 6 Feet Under. He's also John C. Reilly's dad in Step Brothers. And he's also in The Shape of Water. So there you go.
Okay.
He's turning 71. That's all I got for birthdays for today.
Rory McIlroy be 29 today.
Okay.
Just letting you know about that. And George Will, who's a Fox News guy, I think, 77. And actually, today or tonight is Cinco de Mayo Eve.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I mean, if you want to think about
start
that,
early.
You could probably celebrate that.
Yep.
If you want to. All right, here we go. For Saturday, it's National Totally Chipotle Day.
Totally Chipotle.
Yeah, and then it's Hoagie Day, which is,
I do like me some hoagies.
Roller Derby Day. Oh, man.
Man, I want to go watch Roller Derby.
Don't you wish they had Roller Derby on TV? I just can't imagine. They have wrestling. Why did Roller Derby not catch on like wrestling?
Didn't we used to have? I'm pretty sure we got a team here in town, right?
Yeah, which was interesting because they would skate on a flat floor. As opposed to the ramped deck, which they would do in the TV thing.
Interesting.
Have either of y'all ever seen any televised roller derby?
No.
I've caught it late at night one time.
Go check it on YouTube. It's kind of fun. It was basically wrestling with girls on skates.
Right.
Not as fun as Murder Ball, though. Or what was that one with James Caan?
Well, but that wasn't a real game.
Well,
roller
I know,
ball.
But yeah, Roller Ball. Yeah. But what if it was?
They were very similar. Free comic book day, if you want to do that. And Cartoonist Day. All right. Then birthdays.
Hannah Davis. She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, turning 28. Oh, yeah. Mrs. Derek Jeter, by the way.
Yes.
So she's turning 28 tomorrow. Adele is turning 30.
We could have had it
Time to get out of the deep end of the pool.
I would have thought she was a little older.
Yeah.
And not necessarily because of the way she looks, just, I don't know,
voice. I mean, she's been doing it for a while.
It is her voice.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
She
just sounds older.
There's nothing that she ever did that sounded juvenile in her career.
Right.
Everything's been very adult.
She never sang
and even
like,
when she talks and, does interviews and stuff, she just seems more mature.
It's the British in her. But,
true.
She never came out with a song like, I'm feeling 22 or anything.
Yeah.
But, she's turning 30 tomorrow.
Okay.
Henry Cavill is turning 35. He's Superman.
Oh, okay.
The new Superman, I guess you could say. He's British, too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's un-American. Danielle Fishel is turning 37. Topanga. Yeah.
Topanga.
From Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World.
Okay.
Vincent Kartheiser is turning 39. He plays Pete Campbell on Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's a pretty good show. Santiago Cabrera turning 40. Isaac Mendez on Heroes. Lancelot on Merlin. Mm-hmm. And Aramis on the BBC show The Musketeers.
Ah, yeah.
Brian Williams, everybody's fake newscaster.
Yeah.
He's turning 59 today. By the way, his daughter's also an actress. She was in Get Out. She was
The girlfriend.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, the evil girlfriend.
Okay, sure.
And, oh, well, I'm not spoiling anything.
Well, she also, yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah, way to go. She also was Peter Pan on that NBC live production that really was not good at all.
I didn't
okay.
see it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mm-hmm. just remember that Brian Williams, he was a big, I mean, like, he was the guy.
Yeah, right, sure.
And, yeah, he, yeah fake
and
he news.
Lied. And then he lied.
John Rhys Davies is turning 74. He's Gimli in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's also Sala in Indiana Jones movies. So there you go. Michael Palin is turning 75, Monty Python superstar.
Uh-huh.
And Lance Hendrickson is turning 78. He was the Android Bishop in the Alien movies.
Oh, yeah.
He was Ed Harley in Pumpkinhead. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So there you go. He's turning 78, and that's all I got for birthdays for tomorrow.
Troubled singer Chris Brown is 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's only 29.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He started, well, yeah, because in one of his first singles, he talks about being 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And tomorrow's the anniversary of the first Three Stooges film that was released.
Oh, there you go.
1934. All right, on Sunday, it's No Diet Day. Give it a break.
Yeah, cheat day.
It's also No Homework Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but it's National Lemonade Day. Don't forget that's coming
oh,
up this weekend,
that's
right?
That's Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
yep.
That is Saturday. Yep. LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Yeah.
You can check out
Find
where the stands are going to be.
Go to your neighborhood. Look.
Yeah.
Just get a wad of $1 bills,
yeah.
Okay? And just go around and do that. This is such a great idea. I mean, in this day and time, to teach kids a little bit of entrepreneurship is a good thing.
And it's supposed to be nice tomorrow.
Yeah. National Beverage Day.
Beverage.
Okay. Hope that happens. And Sunday birthdays.
Sunday birthdays. Let's see here. Chris Paul is turning 33. He's point guard for the Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing tonight, by the way. We'll cover that.
Oh, good.
Gabori Sidibe is turning 35. Okay. Becky Williams on Empire. Queenie on American Horror Story. She was precious.
Right.
So that movie, if you're a big fan. Adrian Palicki, I'm a big fan, turning 35. Now, she was in Friday Night Lights. She was Tyra
mm-hmm.
okay.
Friday Night Lights. She's now in the Orville, that Seth MacFarlane
really?
Thing that's a spinoff of Star Wars or Star Trek. I got him confused.
Something like that.
We'll talk about that later. Roma Downey is turning 58, touched by an angel.
She's rich.
Oh.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And,
married to Mark Burnett, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they came out with the Bible series
yep.
a few years
okay.
back.
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney is turning 57, really? The Silver Fox himself, really? Turning 57 on Sunday.
Right.
Tom Bergeron, another Silver Fox, he's turning 63. Really funny guy. America's Funniest Home Videos are just not the same without him there. But he's turning 63 on Sunday. Tony Blair, England's prime minister, most of the G-Dub years. He's
been
turning
here.
65.
Been here.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Alan Dale
yeah,
is...
Yeah, now, real quick story.
Okay.
He was here to see, and that was pretty cool. That's one of the opening of the library is pretty cool, but to be standing right there is about 10 feet away from the President of the United States and Tony Blair, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Tony flies in a 777. Okay.
Okay.
Which is a giant airplane.
Right.
All right. Which parked at Easterwood Airport.
Okay.
And I was talking to a guy who ran the airport at that time, and he said the plane was so heavy that that part of the tarmac sank 2 inches. While
oh,
it was
really?
My.
Yeah, right. But you can go find video of this British Airways 777 taking off from Easterwood.
We are British and we are bigger.
There
than
you are. So that's it.
So okay. He's turning 65.
Okay.
Alan Dale is turning 71. Charles Widmore on Lost, director of NCIS for the first two seasons. Now he's Joseph Anders on CW's Dynasty.
Okay.
And Bob Seger is turning the big 7-3 on Sunday.
Hey.
This was one of the hardest ones because he's got so many great songs.
Yes, he does.
Bob Seger is one of my favorite all time. I'd love to go see him in concert. But anyways, he's turning 73, and Willie Mays, say hey, Willie Mays is turning 87 on Sunday. And that's all I got for birthdays for Sunday.
That's all?
That's it. Who am I missing here? Uh-oh, I feel like I'm missing somebody really important.
Well, it would have closed the circle of life. Sunday is the birthday of Jason Witten.
Oh, oh.
God.
Can't believe you missed it, Zach.
I can't talk about
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, you're a true fan.
That's it. He'll be 36 on Sunday, so we've now completed that entire segment. All right.
turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, the disgraceful and corrupt ways of the deep state continue. You may recall last week the FBI released yet another batch of text messages between the two Trump-hating FBI lovebirds, Strzok and Page, who had previously called President Trump an idiot, among other things. Now, according to Fox News GOP sources, well, the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz has investigated whether or not the FBI deleted text messages between these FBI lovebirds in the most recent batch of text messages. And Fox reports, quote, the text show numerous messages in a row sent to Page from Strzok's phone on different dates without a response from Page, and others show texts cutting off mid-sentence. So are people in the deep state now taking a page out of Hillary Clinton's playbook and destroying evidence?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You're tired of taking huge vitamin tablets, unlike most vitamins, which are packed with binders and fillers and non-active ingredients. Superior Source microlingual tablets feature only the most important active ingredients and are GMO-free. Now, most Superior Source microlingual tablets are smaller than a pea, and they dissolve instantly in your mouth. No water necessary. Superior Source microlingual instant dissolved tablets are available online or at Sprouts, Vitamin Shops, and other fine stores.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Good morning, 6:30. Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. High today, 78. Storms, the rain could start fairly soon. We'll check the radar in just a few minutes. New rainfall amounts could be between a half and three quarters of an inch today. Tonight, we're looking at a 50-50 chance of showers. That'll be okay. Decreasing clouds tomorrow, 81 will be our high. Sunshine starting on Sunday, where it'll be 86. Then we're looking at 88 on Monday and Tuesday. So the warmth is here. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 5, overcast skies, and it's 73.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Store will meet or beat any local competitor's price on any item in-house, including Regal Chemicals. The Pool Store is proud to be the only authorized Regal Chemical dealer in the Brazos Valley, so you get the highest quality Regal pool chemicals available at the lowest possible price. With a full inventory of pool toys, pool supplies, and Regal Chemicals, the Pool Store provides fast free delivery in BCS. Call the Pool Store, 575-6200. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today at noon, the College Station School Board will consider whether to make changes to last month's vote on new high school boundaries and whether eighth graders should be grandfathered. It's a subject that has reached Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
I've had several calls about the redistricting or the redrawing of the school zones. And I said, look, the last thing you want is for the federal government to get involved in that. And I said, you've elected local leaders to be on your school board. They're the folks to visit with. And I gave them some ideas, you know, be respectful and talk Ed Goin and try to be factual and not get emotional about it.
The school board's special meeting is the result of pressure by some eighth graders and their parents who don't want to move from College Station to consolidated high schools. Tomorrow is election day for voters outside of the Twin Cities. That includes school bond elections in Snook and Caldwell. Snook Superintendent Brenda Kirk-Knock says almost half of the $7.5 million package includes new and renovated buildings.
A new cafeteria along with some classroom additions for art and theater arts. A renovation of existing art classroom to turn into a health science classroom, renovating our existing cafeteria to turn it into the new weight room, adding ALC and DAP classrooms in what is now our existing maintenance facility.
Caldwell Superintendent Andrew Peters says their $28 million package includes new space at the high school for career and technology programs.
When the welding classrooms and the ag classrooms, they'll also move out to the CTE building. When they move out, then the second thing that happens, and it's part of this bond, is to remodel the ag classrooms into some space for dressing rooms. We're not in compliance with Title IX. Our girls' space is not as good as our boys' space, and our boys' space isn't that good to begin with.
Tomorrow's voting is from 7 until 7 at the Burleson County Courthouse for Caldwell voters and the Snook Administration Office. Tomorrow, rain or shine, more than 1,000 children in the Twin Cities are participating in Lemonade Day. Local director Katie Dempsey invites the community to check out all the locations online at lemonadedaybcs.com, which is also a reminder for operators to register their sites on the website.
We want to make sure that all of our customers, all of our business owners and businesses going out with little street teams know where to find you. Now it's all about marketing and advertising and trying to convince people to come to your stand over the 100 others that are posted on our website right now.
Last minute entries are also welcome, again, by going online to lemonadedaybcs.com. Finals week at A&M and Blinn signals for many students an opportunity to get away for a while before returning for summer or fall classes. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds students who are not moving out to protect themselves from residential burglaries.
More importantly, to prevent being burglarized, you need to have someone trustworthy look after your place. You know, whether it's go in and turn the radio station on to WTAW and, you know, one day and then turn it off the next day, turn some lights on here and there. Just make it look lived in is the number one key.
McKeithen also suggests taking things with you if you can, and if not, record serial numbers and take photos. Bryan and College Station Police report making arrests this week on charges of residential burglary.
Bryan Police made an arrest for a residential burglary that happened Wednesday morning between the city cemetery and Mount Calvary Cemetery. 24-year-old Demetric Walker is accused of entering a home on Legion Court without the occupant's permission and taking $354. According to the arrest report, the victim told police they owed Walker money from buying drugs. According to online jail records, Walker's also being held on a parole violation from an unidentified case. 3.5 years ago, College Station police responded to a disturbance involving preteens, teenagers, and adults in the area of Brentwood and Anderson. On Wednesday, a Navasota woman was arrested on a burglary charge. 39-year-old Tiffany Curtis accused of forcing her way into an apartment occupied by people who were in the disturbance and hitting one person with a broken table leg. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Read by Third is a volunteer program in Bryan ISD focused on helping parents help their children learn how to read at grade level by third grade. Founder Daniel Hernandez says the name of the organization is based on a study.
A study that was done by the Annie E. Casey Foundation that basically says if a child cannot read at grade level by third grade, there's an 80% chance that child is going to fail.
Hernandez says Read by Third is celebrating its fifth annual luncheon next Wednesday. Tickets are available through today by calling 822-6100. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It is 73 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564. Come on out and race with His Grace. The third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile will take place Saturday, May 19th. New this year is the Prayer Walk. Prayer intentions will be recorded in our prayer books and prayed along the walk on St. Thomas Aquinas Church grounds. Prayer Walk and 5K participants receive a super soft race t-shirt. Join us for fellowship, fun, and food. Proceeds support parish ministries at St. Thomas. Register online today at stabcs.org. That's the third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile. Saturday, May 19th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Earl Ritter Freeway in College Station. Come join in with fellowship, fun, and food.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Paid just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 181341A, 2011 Toyota Corolla. Selling price $5,299. 72 months at 2.99% APR financing. $27 down plus tax.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Sale ends Saturday. Subject to prior sale.
Here we go, 640. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds, scattered showers and storms, a possibility today. A few of these may produce some locally heavy downpours as they do come through. High 75 to 80. Any showers or thunderstorms are going to end during the nighttime hours. We're 60 to 65. Turning partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs up close to 80. Tomorrow night sky is going to be clear. Lows are going to be 60 to 65. Mostly sunny and turning warmer Sunday. High Sunday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a big weekend on the diamond for Texas A&M. The 18th-ranked guys, if I can get that out right, will be welcoming top-ranked Florida to town tonight. Also, 9th-ranked softball hits the road as it takes on number 18 Alabama. Coach Joe Evans says this is a time of year where the rubber meets the road.
It's always interesting when you get to the very last weekend and you can name four or five things that are at stake right now that could make a difference in our run postseason.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, also touching on the Houston Rockets back in action tonight and the Stros and Rangers. All that more coming up in sports.
All right. Hey, Dallas. That's where the epicenter of NRA is this weekend.
Yeah.
And the Prez is there.
President Trump addresses the NRA membership today. 2 years ago, he pledged to protect the Second Amendment. Some, like John Thayer, say the president is keeping that promise.
We got the new justice. I hope he'll be 2A friendly.
Referring to Neil Gorsuch's appointment to the Supreme Court. Others, like John Rumble, wince over what appears to be concessions following the Parkland, Florida shooting.
Like, for example, 18-year-olds not able to buy guns. They can go get killed in uniform, but they can't go buy a hunting rifle or a shotgun.
In Dallas, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, so there'll be plenty to talk about that, I guess, this weekend. You remember the House chaplain thing?
Where yeah.
Chaplain said, we don't want the government choosing winners and losers, and he got farred. Well, he may get his gig back.
Speaker Paul Ryan has accepted a letter from Father Patrick Conroy rescinding the priest resignation last month as House chaplain. In that letter, Conroy challenged his dismissal, writing he never heard a complaint about his ministry. Democrats demanded to know more about the resignation, suggesting politics played a role. Ryan says his original decision was based on a duty to ensure the House has the kind of pastoral services it deserves, but says the House is not well served by a protracted fight over such an important post. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I didn't know we had a House chaplain.
I didn't either.
I mean, I guess it's an important post to his mama, but just.
I mean, does he have his regular preacher gig, priest gig on the other
side? Oh, I don't know. I don't know that you can be moonlighting if you're doing that.
Right.
You know, I'm just.
But how often? I mean, because the House is in session how many days out of the year?
That's the whole thing. Exactly. So.
Does he have to be on hand for confession?
Yeah, really. So.
I'm still laughing that guy used duty in his newscast. how mature we are on this. At least I am on this show.
We. All right. So anyway, so Paul Ryan's from Wisconsin, and so since we're talking about Wisconsin,
He's obsessed with McDonald's Big Macs.
Big Macs are my favorite food.
Fond du Lac, Wisconsin's Don Gorski, who is featured in the documentary Super Size Me, says over the past four decades, there's been only 8 days when he didn't eat a Big Mac. Oh. That is typical. 14 Big Macs a week make up about 95% of his diet. Telling Fox Business,
I keep busy all day long, and I just have a way of burning up enough calories during the day to handle my habit.
Wow. The 64-year-old Gorski, on the verge of his 30,000th Big Mac, says he'll keep eating them till he dies, and that he pays for every one of them.
Right.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Oh my.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I just, you know.
I'm just trying to think of what my favorite food is in the entire world,
and it's not a Big Mac.
Well, no, but. Even then, I don't think I could eat it that often.
Yeah. Would you want to eat it every day?
No.
Very, very unusual.
Very unusual.
So you hear about that.
Do you think he goes to different locations?
Well, yeah, I think he probably does, but that's...
Change it up a little bit?
No, but that's the whole deal. I mean, that's what McDonald's is all about. Is it going to be the same here as it is someplace else?
And by the way, Big Macs are really messy. You get the Big Mac sauce, and they got the three, and they put the little thing in the box.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, it's just it's messy.
Do they put them in a box, or do they wrap them? I don't know how they do that.
Does he eat fries, too?
Well, see, we don't know that. We're not sure. Can't.
And did you see, okay, so you watched the video?
No.
The video. All right, I didn't know what this guy looks like.
Well, they made it sound like he was in okay shape.
Yeah, they made that movie Super Size Me, which I think, but part of the deal is he has to probably supplement his diet with other things, clearly.
And it's not just about calorie count.
Right.
I mean, nutritional value, and then, what are you missing? Obviously, he eats other meals a day, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would think that's probably right.
Spoken like a real nutrition nerd, Chelsea.
Yeah, there you are. Hey, so you hear about the volcano erupting?
Yes.
In Hawaii? That's something.
Nearly 1,500 people have been ordered to evacuate their homes near the Kilauea volcano after its eruption. Molten lava has spilled onto forest land and paved streets alike.
We have activated the National Guard. We have employees, National Guard's persons en route and already on site at the Hawaii Emergency Management Center.
That's Hawaii Governor David Ige. There are no reports of injuries, and nearby community centers have opened as shelters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's a volcanic island. Okay?
Yeah, that happens.
Just because people live there now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to continue to do what it does.
It's like a real game of hot lava.
Yeah, it really is. Very, very, very true.
I mean, the whole thing, all the islands were created because
of that. That's how that happened. Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's how they get new real estate.
Of hot molten magma.
That lava comes out, rolls into the ocean, gets cool, makes rock. Suddenly you got dirt, you got land.
It's science.
That's right.
Science.
Yeah. And just because people live there doesn't mean they're going to stop doing it. All right, 646.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, quick park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you are moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured. And our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 5th, it's home insect control. Control of pests around the home can often be done by the homeowners. Come learn the proper procedures and knowing when to call in the professionals this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Plants that might otherwise be difficult for an amateur gardener to propagate successfully are often easily started by air layering. Often the plant doesn't form viable seeds, or if it does, the seeds may not come true to the mother plant's genetic makeup. Cuttings may not be useful alternatives if they don't root quickly or if they don't root easily. Layering may be your salvation. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Layering perpetuates a variety where seed propagation sometimes will not. It's an asexual form of plant propagation. It allows the new plant to be to remain attached to the mother plant until it forms roots. Air layering is most useful with larger plants. House plants such as ficuses, diefenbachias, schefflera, or crotons are all good choices. Most shrubs and many woody vines can also be started this way. You need to assemble your raw materials. You want a bucket of water, sphagnum moss soaking in the bucket for at least 1 hour, rooting hormone powder, a sharp knife, electrician's tape, and a sheet of dry cleaner's plastic. Somewhere between 8 and 15 inches from the growing tip, remove several of the leaves. Cutting lightly into the wood in a slicing manner, strip the bark away on one side and then the other, exposing the internal wood and the important cambium layer. Leave your sliver of the stem attached at the top end with a small flap. Insert a small toothpick or a tiny twig, to keep the flap away from the main part of the stem, and then dust the cut surfaces with the rooting hormone powder. You want to wring a handful of the sphagnum moss until it just drips, and then clasp it around the stem. You'll want a grapefruit-sized cluster of moss around most stems, and you may even want to wire them in place lightly and temporarily. Wrap your moss with the dry cleaner's plastic. Use several layers to ensure it's being airtight, and seal the exposed edges with black electrician's tape. If the air layer is especially heavy or if the stem is unusually supple, you may want to put in a stake alongside it to keep it from breaking. Keep the plant and the air layer in a bright location but out of direct sunlight. You'll be able to see roots developing through the clear plastic. It usually will take between 4 and 10 weeks, but once the plant appears to have enough roots to stand on its own, cut it loose from the mother plant and pot it up individually. Cut any wires or twine that were used to hold the roots in place. You may want to trim the top back to compensate for the limited root system. You'll certainly not want to put it out into the sun until it gets acclimated. Keep it moist and apply a root stimulator. Deal with it as if it was a newly transplanted plant, because that's exactly what it is. Then you can reshape the mother plant and let it grow again and do the whole process over again. Who knows, you could open up a nursery before long. Air layering is exciting. It's also not difficult. I invite you to give it a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. A big weekend for Aggie Diamond Sports. 18th-ranked baseball welcomes top-ranked Florida to town tonight for an SEC series. Coach Rob Childers expects a raucous crowd at Blue Bell.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we have a great crowd, and the 12th man can help influence this weekend. I don't know what Texas A&M historically the record is here at Olsen Field, but it's pretty good and has been certainly since we've been in SEC play, and I would, you know, hope for great crowds with great energy, and we continue to give them something to cheer about for 27 innings.
Tonight's game is set for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Meanwhile, ninth ranked softball hits the road to take on number 18 Alabama. Now, it's the last series of the regular season for the Aggs, and Coach Joe Evans says this is the time when the rubber meets the road.
It's big. I mean, all those road games are big, and just for us to position ourselves in the top three, top four of the conference, to get a bye in the first round of our SEC tournament, to get the opportunity to be one of the top seeds to host regionals and potentially super regionals. So it's always interesting when you get to the very last weekend and you can name four or five things that are at stake right now that could make a difference in our run postseason.
Things get underway this evening at 7 o'clock in Tuscaloosa with coverage on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten held a press conference yesterday announcing his retirement from the NFL.
You know, as I referenced, I don't know that anybody knows when it's their time to go. And, I certainly did not. It was emotional. I never really thought about that day. Certainly didn't think about it as I was preparing for my 16th season. But you know, I just put a lot of counsel right here to the guy to the left of me and to the right of me and with my family. And so that's certainly it was difficult.
Witten retires after 15 seasons to become ESPN's lead analyst on Monday Night Football. The 11-time Pro Bowler leaves Dallas as the franchise's all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards and ranks third in touchdown catches with 68. The Houston Astros blew a two-run lead in the ninth inning as they fell to the New York Yankees yesterday afternoon 6-5. The loss spoiled a solid start from Lance McCullers, who allowed just three earned runs over seven innings of work.
Last couple of days, it just has been overall tough. But, you know, I think the good thing is that we're pretty good at just turning the page here. And I think that the guys are going to bounce back. We have a really tough road trip coming up. We're going to go to Arizona. They're playing great ball. So we'll hand the ball to Garrett tomorrow. And I'm sure that those guys, when they come back out there again, we'll figure it out too much better.
McCullers after the loss. Now, after taking game one of the series, the Astros dropped three straight to the Yanks. They'll try to bounce back tonight when they head to the desert to take on Arizona at 8:40. Meanwhile, up in Arlington, Nomar Mazara homered in his third straight game and drove in five runs as the Texas Rangers bested the Boston Red Sox 11-5. Jurickson Profar got the scoring going for the Rangers in the second, smacking an RBI triple off David Price.
Feels good, you know. We know that we have a good team here. Everybody, you know, we just trying to put good at-bats together, and tonight we did.
Texas tries to keep the good times rolling tonight when it hosts Boston again at 7:05 at Globe Life Park. And the Houston Rockets are back in action this evening as they square off with the Utah Jazz in Game 3 of their second-round series. Things are all knotted up at a win apiece after the Jazz got the better of the Rockets Wednesday, 116-108. Tip-off is at 9:30 in Salt Lake City. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options,
Park at Traditions is now open. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Yanmar excavators are strong, reliable, and innovative. ASAP equipment is dependable, responsive, and most importantly, locally owned. Together, we are a great combination. All Yanmar excavators come with an industry-leading 4-year, 4,000-hour warranty. So when you buy a Yanmar excavator from ASAP Equipment, you're getting a premium product at a great price with the best warranty on the market, backed by a locally owned and operated company. Call me, John Jarvis, at ASAP Equipment to line up an on-site demo today.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a little curious. So Jason Witten is going to become the lead analyst on ESPN. Is that right?
Right.
Plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Lead analyst on CBS is Tony Romo. Right. For
Dallas Cowboys.
Fox is Troy Aikman.
Hey. Yep. He played for the Dallas Cowboys.
How does that work? That's weird.
That is kind of weird.
Media loves him some boys. Right. Chris Collinsworth better watch out or else
there's going to be some other
Cole Beasley is going to take his job or something. Yeah, something.
Hey, there is some rain out there. It's mostly to the west and the north of us, but it may track in and visit us. At least that's what the weather forecast says.
Got to get that Aggie Dome in full effect, baby.
Yeah, because we got a lot of stuff going on. We don't need this. 80% chance of showers, what they're telling us. 78 will be the high temperature today. Tomorrow, 81. Actually, the rain clears out of here after tonight, and it warms up. We'll be in the mid to upper 80s all the way through Tuesday. Overcast in 73 now. O'Brien Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW College Station.